I'm talking with Mrs. Sally Ray Calvert here in Allen County, Kentucky. It is February the 3rd, 1984. Mrs. Calvert, are you agreeable to be interviewed on tape?
Yes.
And will you please spell your full name for me?
S-A-L-L-I-E-R-A-Y-C-A-L-V-E-R-T.
All right, and your husband's name?
Well, Jesse Bryan Calvert.
Okay, you want to spell that for me?
J-E-S-S-E-B-R-Y-A-N-C-A-L-V-E-R-T.
And your occupation?
Slaves.
Oh,
well, I do most anything.
And have you had a job outside your home any time in your life?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, for about 3 years when my son went to the Army, I come to town and worked at the Washington Overall Factory. Mm-hmm. That's my first time in public.
That was on the time.
And well, that was in the early 40s, or middle 40s.
World War II.
It's in World War II.
Yeah, that was the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what did your husband do?
Well, he was a farmer.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you lived at this address?
Ten years.
Mm-hmm. And where did you live before?
Well, I lived once on the Holland Road. My mother gave me a farm on the Holland Road. Lived there, and then we sold that and went to Fountain Run to a farm on Barren River.
And then you moved from there to here?
Then I moved, when my son died, I moved here.
Mm-hmm. Where were your parents from?
Allen County.
Allen County. And your parents were farmers?
My daddy was a doctor.
Oh, your daddy was a doctor, okay.
Yes, but he owned a lot of land, and just before he died, he bought the John Sam Carpenter farm, mm-hmm. 800 acres. And then we lived in town for a while, and then we moved to the farm.
My mother took us to the farm,
and she owned a Rodens Creek farm, and the Bewley farm.
Joining the
Carpenter farm.
And so your father was the doctor, your sisters, of course, and your mother then just did housework.
We always kept help.
She ran things.
Yes, but she had a woman there to, she had a long sickness with tuberculosis of the bone, mm-hmm. and she lived to be 98, but she did work, but not hard work. But we always kept a cook or somebody to, she went foamless mostly, but she kept a handy.
She was a manager more or less of the
properties. Yes. Mm-hmm. Always kept a nigger man to gather the eggs and pack in the stove wood and the firewood and feed the horses when they come up from the farm. Back then, they ran the farms with horses and mules. Mm-hmm. And she kept, this man always kept, they had the feeding done at dinner for the hands to come up, you know, and the horses would done be fed. And this man would make the garden and gather the eggs and just
do
the handy things.
Do the handwork. Are you Baptist too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And a Democrat.
What church do you go to?
Baptist Church, Mount Gilead.
Mount Gilead. Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 85.
And your birth date?
January the 8th.
What year?
Well, now, what year is it now?
99. Okay. Where did you go to school?
Oak Forest.
Mm-hmm. And what grade did you finish?
Oh, I finished the 8th, partly, at random.
Oh, when did you learn to quilt?
Oh, I don't know. I believe I seen the rags of the first quilt I ever pieced. I don't know who quilted that. But I had a Nanny Carrie Ray that lived with us a lot, and she made the most beautiful quilts that you ever seen. And I can think back now how I aggravated her. When she'd go to piecing a quilt, I'd go to piecing. And I was so little I couldn't even tie a knot, and I'd have to interfere with her work to tie a knot. And whatever Aunt Carrie done, I done it. And she knitted fancy stuff, gloves and fancy trimmings.
Lace
and things. And she'd go to knitting, and I'd go to knitting on broom straws. And then my brother, I had a little blue umbrella, and it was out in the wind one day, and it tore it up. It turned it up wrong side out. And he took the staves in that little umbrella and made me some knitting needles.
And that was your first set of knitting needles?
And that is my first set of knitting needles. And when she'd go to this fancy quilt, and I'd go to knitting just back and forth. Back and forth, and just knit great long strips of nothing.
So you really couldn't say how old you were when you learned to quilt, could you?
Well, no, I really couldn't.
No.
I just really couldn't.
But it was your auntie that taught you.
Yeah.
And what were the quilts that you made when you were learning? What patterns were they?
Well, strain quilts. Mm. Blocks, just easy going.
Who else in your family quilted besides your aunt?
Your mother.
My mother and my sister there and my sister-in-law.
Were there periods in your life when you've been too busy to quilt?
Oh, yes.
What kept you?
We run a grade A dairy out on the Holland Road.
And you were too busy working the dairy?
Mm-hmm. I had to put sewing and crocheting and piecing quilts out the window.
And then when did you pick it up again?
When we moved over, we sold that farm and went across the river to Fountain Run, and then I picked it up some. I quit cooking for hands, and I had more time.
You had to do a lot of the things around the house that your mother did too, as
mm-hmm.
Were you the oldest daughter?
Mm-hmm.
How much time do you spend quilting, or would you spend quilting at a time?
Oh, I just quilt all the time. When I moved here, now you might think this is windy, but it's true. Me and Todd moved here in October. And Willie and Glades then, they finally got rid of, they rented their house on the Holland Road, and then they sold it after a while.
We both bought this place.
Yeah. And when they come in November, we kindly got fixed up to live, and I went to Quilton.
We were just in so much
trouble. I just had lost the only child I had.
Had to turn
my back on my home over there, and I just, and Todd was small, and I just had so much on me. And I started quilting on the machine. And my cousin told me how to do it. And I said, well, you know that it won't be look like nothing when you get it done. And she said, oh, yes. And just for ordinary, just everyday quilts, I quilted when that was in November, and I started.
What year?
74.
74 and 75.
Yeah. And I quilted 19 quilts on the machine.
My goodness. Do you still have them?
No, I don't have them all. I give them away, a lot of them. And then there's a lot of people. I quilted a lot for people on the machine.
Mm-hmm. Where do you like to quilt? In what room? Here in your bedroom?
I've done all my quilting out on the back porch.
And any particular time of day you enjoy?
No, just
any
time I had time to quilt.
Where do you get your quilt designs? Would you quilt by hand also, or just on the
Yes,
machine?
I haven't quilted by hand now since I've been here, because in the winter time it just I have to heat up my bedroom in there, and the gas has been, you know, so high and everything, and I just ain't got room in here for the frames, and I could quilt in the summertime in the basement. It's just nice down there, but I've got too much to do.
We have a little garden, and we can,
and I've got
we've got this garage full of them.
And the flowers and we've got 2 21-foot deep freezes to fill. And it's just too much to do in the summertime. But I've got cotton that I raised back in the 30s.
And bats.
That I've never used, and I've made bats, and I've got them in pasteboard boxes down there, but of course it had to be made over, and I am fully intended to start quilting down there.
Now, you know, we used to, am I interfering when I talk?
I don't think we can pick it up, but no.
But you see, they made these bats and laid them in, now that made
Yeah.
You tell me how that works so we can get it on tape.
Well, you've got cards, and I had all this cotton picked. You had to pick the seed out of it. And I got it all picked. It's in bags down there in the basement now. And I bought a set of cards, and you put your cotton on them cards. And then you go to
combing it,
and then you turn it over, and then you can roll it off, and it just be the nicest
little square bat.
Yeah, a little long.
Mm-hmm. Long, narrow bat.
Yeah, and you just kind of lay them down and kind of not let them go over the next one too much, but enough to catch it, you know, to catch the oven.
And
it
in close.
Yes. Makes the prettiest, lightest, fluffiest quilt you ever seen.
Well,
and I've got all that down there.
That you haven't got to yet.
Yeah. And you know I never will at 85.
Well, I'm not so sure about that.
Well, I am.
Where do you get your quilt designs?
Oh, just Glades. My sister-in-law ordered this wedding ring. And I bought the Joseph's coat.
And Mary Daniels, the
Cinchy pattern. Yeah, Mary Daniels from Indianapolis sent quilt patterns, and just I've never ordered but one or two. I think I ordered that fan quilt, but I don't remember where from.
What do you enjoy making the most?
Any of them.
Any of them. You don't have a favorite. Well, what are the ones that you like to make, especially? Are there some you've made more than others?
Lord, I'd hate to know how many wedding rings I've made.
Pieced.
And what makes a good quilt?
Well, depends on your lining and your cotton and who quilts it.
How the stitches look. And why do you quilt? Why do you make quilts?
Just a hobby. It's just part of me.
You enjoy it.
Yeah. And I used to enjoy sewing, but I've just put that out the window. I don't care. A sewing machine makes me sick to look at it.
So you make quilts just for your own pleasure. That's how you started it in the first
place? Yeah, yeah.
And in the first place,
well, it was a necessity, sir. It was
bad. Oh, yes, it was a necessity. Back then, we didn't live in insulated houses, and we had fireplaces, and I can remember the first heating stove we ever had. And we thought that would burn us up.
And we had plenty of cover.
Yeah, had plenty of cover, yarn, blankets, and everything like that.
What do you like to do best? What's most satisfying, piecing them or quilting them?
Piecing.
Why?
Well, it's handier. You can just pick it up and lay it down and run and do this and run and do that and come back and pick it up and...
Where you're tied to a quilt frame when you're quilting it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever go to quilting bees?
No.
Or quilting parties?
No. Well, just
neighbors.
That's who you were quilted with other people. Tell me about going to the neighbors.
Well, I had a friend down there, and she was a great quilter. It was Johnny Clyburn, and I'd go down of evening, afternoon, and help her quilt, and just go to a neighbor's house and help them quilt.
Just enjoying each other.
Yeah.
And helping each other.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt? Somebody wants a Kentucky quilt. Have you ever heard that?
No.
I never did.
Have you ever taught anybody else to quilt?
No. Mm-mm.
Do you have any favorite quilt books or magazines?
Oh, I've got some quilt books.
Any favorite?
No, not particular.
And can you know the names of any of them?
No.
Do you ever take patterns from the magazines or book?
I don't think so.
You never took one out of your magazine?
Oh, yes, I think I have. It'd be very simple.
Do you follow it exactly when you take one out of a magazine? Or?
Well, yes.
Or any pattern that you got, you follow it exactly?
Yeah.
You don't just take off and do things with it on your own?
No, never have.
What do you do with, do you know any men that quilt?
Yes.
Who?
Paul Dalton
and a Hughes man.
Yeah, Red Hughes.
Red Hughes.
Have you ever seen any of their work?
Yes.
Is it any different than what women do?
Well, I can't say. Yes, I have. I've seen Hughes's in the window up here, but I never was close enough to see the stitches.
So you can't speak for him?
No, but I can for Paul Dalton. He does awful well for a man. Awful well.
You think it would stand up against what women do?
Oh, yes. Lots better than a lot of women.
I've seen his quilts, too.
Yeah.
What do you do with your finished quilts?
Well, I give them away and...
You used to use them all.
And use them.
Do you ever quilt for other people?
I did, yeah. I did once for my cousin in Bowling Green, Virginia Ray Harmon. Ray Harmon was what in the bank down there? I don't know. Anyhow, he was connected. Anyhow, she lived in Bowling Green, and she brought up a flower garden and begged me into quilting it for her.
And you did it.
And I did it, and a half a dollar just would cover the little hexagons. And it was set on, instead of filling out the ends and the sides, they set it on a border. Mm-hmm. And I quilted that quilt. The border was about like that.
12 inches wide, maybe.
And I quilted that in a half inch square blocks, that whole border.
Oh, my.
Yes.
What kind of a batting did you use for that? Your little cottons or a mountain mist? Or
a mountain mist. And that's been years and years ago. And that quilt, it took first prize at all the fairs that's ever happened in Warren County, Bowling Green.
Well, we'll have to talk about that when we come to your girl here. Tell me about that now. The quilts that were entered in a quilt show. Now that...
Well, you see, Virginia said that entered the quilt.
Yeah,
well,
Virginia, and yes. Virginia, I quilted it for Virginia, and she put it in the fair.
Well, in Warren County.
In Warren County, Bowling Green.
And it won the county fair in Bowling
Green. Yes.
Uh-huh. And do you know what year that was?
No.
No, I don't.
Have any other quilts that you've made or worked on won prizes?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's the same wedding ring that I pieced for my sister-in-law, and me and Willie and Glades quilted it.
And what, did that win the Allen County Fair?
Yes.
And you know what year that was?
Oh.
No.
We've lost our minds.
Well, what about any other contests? Did you ever enter anything in a state contest?
Oh, I've entered, not in the state, in the county here. I've entered, I've got an old crocheted rag rug down in the basement, took first prize every time I put it in.
Well, my goodness. Do you think there's any change in people's attitudes about quilting over the years?
I think it's catching a fire again.
You think there was a time when it looked like it was going to disappear?
Yes, I did.
Do you feel better about that now?
Yes.
But you can't get anybody to quilt.
But you can't, everybody don't quilt. Right.
What's quilting right?
Well, it's doing it right. I mean, it's...
Tiny stitches?
Yeah, well, yes.
I don't consider the tiny stitches as much as the regular stitches.
Yes. Well, being even and well-spaced.
Yes.
Even stitches.
Yes.
And what do you think is the value of quilting?
The value of it? Well... Oh, I don't know.
Well, does it, can you look at your quilts and see your family history?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You think it might preserve, well, isn't a quilt sometimes like a family album?
Yes.
And then there's the satisfaction, all those kind of things.
Yes, yes.
Do you experience that kind of thing with your quilting?
Yes, I think, yes.
And she got I hope I'm not interfering, but a year or two ago she got a, now I used to, they would quilt in fans. Did you ever see
that one? I love that.
She got the loving fans.
I had put one on my bed, and it was a bricklayer, I believe they call it. Is a square, is a long thing that long and so wide, and you put it, and it was beautiful, and I had quilted that out of fans, mm-hmm. And I said, well, if I ever live to put in another quilt, I was going to quilt it in fans. That was beautiful. Them old-timey fans. You know, that's the way they did back in the old days.
I've seen some of those, and they are lovely.
They're lovely. They are lovely, just old fans.
Oh, what are your favorite colors to use in a quilt?
Well, I'd say blue and all of them.
You use more blue than anything?
Oh, I've got my plate, my Dresden plate set together with blue. And I like it better. Willie's is in green, and I like it mine better in blue than I do Willie's.
Do you use a regular quilting frame, or do you use a hoop or a lap frame, or what do you quilt on?
Well,
I ain't quilted none.
Now, I borrowed some quilting frames that stands up, you know. But I have quilted on frames that swung from the ceiling. Mm-hmm. I like that, but of course that's out of date now.
Some people still use them.
Well, where you can, but there's lots of places you can't.
Not room enough.
Mm-mm.
How do you see the materials that you use in quilting changed? Oh.
Well, it's changed quite a bit to what it used to be.
In what way?
Well, you used to could get, you know, back when we first starting better quilts, we use brown domestic. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot set together with that, brown domestic. Now we've gone to white.
How about the batting and the backing? Is all that any different or any better?
Well, it's...
Any harder?
It's
better.
Better. Well, we used to use this batting that come in little bundles like, and you rolled it out, and then it was, you have a layer laying over that way and a layer this way. Did you ever see that?
Were they even?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think I've seen you unroll them and unfold them.
Yeah, unfold them. And now that's what we used to have.
And then the map.
Yeah, then the mountain mist come. And then we went to that. And now it's what?
Polyester.
Do you applique anything on your quilts? Do you ever make an applique quilt?
Yes. Not a whole quilt. I made a Dutch doll and appliqued it on. And then my Dresden plate, I had to applique part of that and part of my fan, and I had to applique my fan quilt.
So when you did, it was just because it was part of the pattern?
Yeah.
Do you like to do that applique work?
I don't like it like I do, and I've got a lot of embroidery applique.
Oh, okay.
But not on quilts.
Well, do you ever embroider anything on your quilts?
Mm-mm.
Some folks, when they applique, they embroider,
yeah,
and they do the buttonhole stitch around the edge.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you sign your quilts? You
mm-hmm.
don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ought to. You need to go back and put, if you want to take tape with indelible marker and just write your name and whip stitch it on the back of your quilts and as close as you know the year you made them. Both of you
yes.
ladies. You ought to do that. You ought to mark all, you ought to sign
yes.
all your quilts.
Yes, I know that, yes.
Do you ever make up your own designs?
No.
Do you have, you said your favorite quilt pattern, is that still going to be the wedding ring?
Yeah, I think so.
And what favorite, what are the very favorite colors you like to make in a wedding ring?
Everything.
Just a wide variety.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about the red in a quilt? Have you ever heard that you ought to have red in a quilt?
No, but it does brighten it up.
You like it?
Yeah. I like red scattered around in it.
But you don't make a point of doing
Mm-mm.
it. Well, it's been a real pleasure talking with you, and I appreciate your sharing with me.
Well, it's at random.
And I'm looking forward to seeing your quilt.
Well.